Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 2 Peter chapter 3. It's one of the wonderful passages that launches us into the future to see what is going to take place in this universe, what's going to take place here upon this earth. And the writer, Peter, through the pen of inspiration, says in verse 11 of chapter 3, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" You don't realize that the future should have an impact on the present? I think sometimes we have a tendency to only live in the present, because that's what we seemingly only have. But as Christians, we have a future. And it's a glorious future. Because this future is not based upon our doing or our making. It's based upon the Lord Jesus Christ and His doing and His making. And the knowledge of the future, as you read about it, we won't take time to go through all the things that are told us in the previous verses, but all of them compel us to allow that future knowledge to impact the present now. And he says there, "What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" In other words, our lifestyle, how we live here in this time, and godliness should be impacted by the knowledge of what's going to take place in the future. How should it impact us negatively? No. It should impact us positively in the way that we conduct ourselves as believers in Christ in this world where people are viewing us and watching us. Paul said, "I'm a written epistle read of all men." And so we have a responsibility to write a narrative that's impacted by the future, but it's a narrative that's read in the present. And we need to be known as people of the book. We need to be known as people who understand about the future and people that love and are concerned for sinners, to see them come to faith in Jesus Christ, because all we are saved sinners. And so I want to encourage you this morning, as we've gathered here today, this is a launching point for the week. You're going to go out of these walls and you're going to continue into your week, Lord willing. And you have a responsibility to take the word that's given and to impact others with it. To allow the past, the present, and the future of God's word to impact your life in such a way that you live a testimony before the world. Your conversation, that's living. And then your godliness. Your life should be an example of godliness in this world. And so I want to encourage you this morning to lift up your chin. Don't walk around with your head down thinking, "Oh, this is so awful. The world's going to hell in a handbasket." Well, know this. As a Christian, you're not going there. You're going to heaven. And that future should impact you to reach out to others and to live in such a way that's different. Not because you're eking it out, but because Christ is within, having transformed you and made you into a new creature in Christ Jesus.